Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nalawagan ang mga maliliit na negosyo sa pagkilos sa halaga ng kuryente habang ang pagtaas nito ay nakakapagpababa lalo ng kita nila. Sinuri ni Ricardo Goncalves ang mga nangyayari at isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Destiny Chautis ay nagmamayari ng Roseville Coffee, isang kapian at nagigiling ng kape sa inner west ng Sydney.
So for us, our biggest costs are our overheads, so such as rent, our electricity, our labor, our cost of goods is our biggest cost that we have at Roseville.
Kailangan ng kuryente para sa refrigeration, ilaw, at ang pinakamalaking halaga nito sa kuryente, ang coffee machine. Sinabi ni Destiny Chautis, siya ay naapektuhan ng 15% pagtaas ng singil sa kuryente sa nakalipas na taon.
So it's become a big cost for us, something that I think causes a little bit of anxiety when you know the cord is up. So it's been a significant cost.
Sinabi ng pampederal na maliit na negosyo, Michael McCormick, nababatid niya na ang pagtuloy ng pagtaas ng halaga ng kuryente ay isang hadlang sa negosyo.
I've spoken to, you know, a Bathurst laundry service. You know, their energy prices were going up more than double. And they're only a little firm, 35 people, but providing a really valuable linen service.
Alam ng pamahalaan na ang pagtaas ng halaga ng kuryente ay di mabuti at pati na rin ang mga kinatawan ng industriya. Tulad ni Peter Strong, ang punong tagapangasiwa ng Council of Small Business Australia.
It is a huge problem and we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. We're going to see a lot worse impact over the next 12 months. I've said to people, this is the worst business crisis I've seen in my life and nobody's challenged me. And normally when you make statements like that, people always challenge it.
Sinabi ni Ginong Strong, maaaring mayroong mga carry-over effect ito sa ekonomiya.
The costs are going up so much that businesses have got to make a choice around whether they keep staff on, full-time staff or part-time. They've got to decide where am I going to cut my costs so that I can pay these bills. Will they start paying the tax office late? Will they ring up the tax office and say I can't pay you for 2 months? They've got to make some big decisions.
Ang kakulangan ng supply ay nagtutulak sa halaga ng kuryente na pinasama dahil sa mga nakalipas na pagsara ng ilang istasyon ng kuryente na pinapatakbo ng carbon o coal at kakulangan ng gas sa silangang baybayin. Sinabi ni Michael McCormick, nais ng pampederal na pamahalaan ang balanseng pagtugon.
Renewables are fantastic. I'm, you know, all for hydroelectricity. I think that's great. And we need to obviously use solar energy and make sure that we absolutely have that as part of our mix. But we can't turn off coal in the short term. We can't turn off coal when we have plenty of it.
Isinasaalang-alang ng pamahalaan ang isang tugon mula sa Finkel Report na nagrekomenda ng isang malinis na enerhiyang target. Sinabi ni Peter Strong ng Council of Small Business Australia, nais niya ang pagkilos.
Accept it and move ahead and then be dexterous. Review it, change what you have to change as you go along, but start doing something. Because once you've started doing something, then we can change it as we see how we can do it better. So that's the first thing. Make a decision and send that message out loud and clear. The second thing, as I said before, is a moratorium on price rises in the power sector for 12 months. The states will have to manage that. They've been part of the problem. They've got to become part of the solution. And then we have industry groups come together and others come together and we get behind closed doors and say, right, how are we going to fix this?
Sinabi ni Michael McCormack, ministro ng maliit na negosyo, siya ay optimistiko na makikita ang mga solusyon.
Well, I think given the fact that Malcolm Turnbull had a long and earnest discussion with the energy regulators, I think we'll see some action very, very soon. I'm hoping weeks, not months.
Samantala, bahala ang mga negosyo na makahanap ng mga paraan para mabawasan ang kanilang mga bayad sa kuryente. Naglagay si Destiny Chautis ng Roseville ng mga bumbilya na nakakapagpatipid at kumilos para sa ilang mga pagbabago.
There's not much that we can do, but we have recently just invested in solar panels, which we're not going to see a return probably in the next 5 years. However, that's a bit of a quest to reduce our fixed costs.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Maka- makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.